Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect.
All right, so good morning. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And I know that you know, but I want to remind you, in case you might have forgot, that this is the first Sunday of Lent. We got 40 days, my friends, of fasting from some things that we know are not really very pleasing to God, and feasting on those things that might really just make him happy. And so it's not even about just giving up chocolate. It is literally about doing something very different, trusting that God will give you what you need to get through these 40 days. And so us Catholics, we really step up our game for 40 days. The rest of the year, we're typically not always nice or kind or fasting or feasting. But for 40 days, we're going to be talking about what it is to be tempted. And I think some of us realize we're just a hot mess. So I had a hot mess of a situation last week. I had the privilege once again. I mean, I literally have gotten to travel every week since the beginning of the year and will be on that whirlwind tour until the end of April. Thanks be to God for these countless doors that he keeps opening. I get to drive around, fly around, and meet the most incredible people, just tell my story, and just love on Jesus. And so sometimes I feel bad getting paid for this, but of course I do take the paycheck, and I'm super happy to even be getting to do this still every Sunday since 2012. Anyway, had a chance to go to Topeka, Kansas, and my flight was going into Kansas City, Missouri. And so the flight was on Friday, and on Thursday I got this note. This was last week with the snowstorm. Which they were predicting all week. I mean, they were basically saying we were just going to get pounded on Thursday night and, you know, again on Saturday night. And so I kind of was like, all right, God, you'll provide and then, you know, I'll get there. No worries. But I was kind of wondering what was going to happen because I'm not a big flyer, not really great at it. And so Thursday, when my flight was canceled for Friday, I was kind of relieved. But truth be told, obviously the client who was expecting me to come and speak to 300 women and for a year in advance that she had booked me was like trying to figure out, could I get on a plane, a train? Could I drive? Could she meet me halfway? Anyway, I rebooked the flight on, I wouldn't even tell you the airline, but I did rebook the flight. And on the way to the airport Friday morning, which it took my man 3 hours, and we got in a big old fight on the way because he was not driving to the conditions, in my opinion. On the way to the airport on Friday, my flight got bumped out 3 hours. So I was really happy that we just kept forging towards O'Hare Airport, because by the time I got to the runway and my gate, which was, of course, the furthest possible one, and I was thanking God that I had legs and I could walk there, it was reinstated back to its original time. And so I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't know they did that. I thought once they bumped it, it was not going to reverse back to its original time. So I was like, oh my God, you're on my side. You're going to make this happen. So we got on the flight, all 11 of us. And in this case, I was not high, right? I do not fly high anymore because I'm traveling by myself and I cannot take that date rape drug willingly and be responsible for my behavior while I'm on the plane. So anyway, get on the flight. We sat for about a half an hour and then taxied out and literally sat on the runway for, I think, an hour. Now, I'm kind of an impatient person, but I know it was just about an hour before the captain came on and told us that we had no steering. Okay, my friends, no steering on a plane. That was a little bit scary to me. So not only did we had no steering, but we had to sit there for one more hour until some little car that was like one-tenth the size of my little plane could get over there and tow us back. All I kept thinking is, What a hot mess. Like, how come they didn't communicate this? How come the guys didn't check the steering? Like, just the message over and over was, you are a hot mess. And then I thought to myself, I'm a hot mess, but I'm also super blessed. So let me tell you how that ended up on the other side of the break. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy, almost on the way to Kansas City, Missouri, and the ultimate destination, Topeka, Kansas. And so here's what we know about life and travel. Like, the destination sets the tone. So when we're really thinking about where we're going, we can get super excited. And I was so excited to be able to once again fly all by myself to meet some amazing women on the other side of this flight. What I did not know was that they were going to pick, I think my husband believes, my man says that they have like a list in the cockpit of things, like just a list of excuses, and they just swirl their finger around and point to the one excuse that they want to make the reason why the flight isn't taking off. Now, there was 11 of us on this flight, and I know this will surprise you, but we were fast friends, not because they reached out to me, but because I absolutely reached out to them. So when we finally, 2.5 hours later, did not leave for our destination, but instead we're back off of that same plane. Clearly, my new friend in first class was drinking the entire time, and he was like, who needs steering? I go, listen, dude, you don't need any more alcohol, but we definitely need some steering. So to make a long story short, we actually did not take off until 7 p.m. on Friday evening. Now, my friends, you'll have to go to my Facebook page, which is Judy Hare, speaker, coach, and radio host. It's a community page where you will see me in these beautiful photos with the pilot, the co-pilot. I made such great friends. I got some new business contacts. The pilot bought my book. I mean, we made the absolute best of what was this major inconvenience for the entire day. And all I kept thinking is, what a hot mess. What a hot mess. But the reality is, at the end of the day, we are way too blessed to make it about the hot mess. And so here's the deal. It brought me to this teaching from Andy Stanley, one of my favorite Bible study teachers, about the mess in the mirror. Right. So we all make a mess. Like, it was so easy for me to sit in my chair judging all the things that this particular airline, pilot, flight attendants, all the things they should have, would have, could have done to make me happy. But the reality is, I saw the mess because I've been that mess where I didn't say what I was supposed to, when I was supposed to, didn't do what I was supposed to, when I was supposed to. So who am I to judge? We know, as people of faith, we are called, commanded to love, and we are forbidden to judge. So let's be honest, we have all made a mess somewhere along the way. Like, maybe we are in one, maybe we are making one, but truth be told, we are usually just one decision away, one very dumb decision away from our newest mess. So let me just give you some history on the mess. That hot mess is not just Judy Hare. It is a 19th century term that had something to do with food. But in the 21st century, we recycled it. And its definition today is an attractive disaster. Okay. So it's so funny that a couple weeks ago, I heard from somebody in Hammond, Wisconsin, and they wanted me to speak. And after reading my story, they entitled the presentation "From a Hot Mess to Really Blessed." So today I absolutely consider that the biggest compliment, because that's exactly what we do. We try to make it look like we got it all together, like we're functioning, we're doing good, but the reality is we are just an attractive disaster. So I don't care if that's financially, relationally, socially, professionally, we can be super blessed in the mess or in between the mess. But the fact is life is a mess, right? We can create our messes. We can inherit our messes. I mean, sometimes we don't even realize that we have found ourselves in a mess that we just really wish we wouldn't have had we really thought about what we're doing, which this time of year, we're doing exactly that. We are mindful of these 40 days of Lent. A couple of my kids are like, I don't even know what to give up. And I like to remind people that this Lenten journey is not even about only giving up stuff. It is about giving away. It is about fasting from things that make us a hot mess and feasting on decisions or actions or behaviors that might be more pleasing to God and not put us in a situation where we're back in a hot mess. So here's the deal. If you're anything like me, and I'm better at this than I used to be, and thank God it's a journey and not a destination, I'm always judging my mess based on the fact that somewhere else I can identify someone who has a bigger mess. And so we tend to do that, don't we? We tend to judge our mess by how less of a mess or how greater of a mess someone else's mess is. But here's the deal. 100% of the time, not 99, 100% of the time when we get caught in our mess, confronted on our mess, busted over the mess that we have created or we inherited, there is just one thing that we typically say. And it is our go-to all the time, every time. So maybe I'll tell you on the other side of the break, unless I get sidetracked and talk about something else. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And this is only because of Cunis Country Auto Group that this show is in existence since 2012. We'll be back after the break.
Here goes nothing.
So we are mess makers. We're either in the middle of one, we're on our way to one, we're coming out of one, and some of us are literally just a hot mess. An attractive disaster. Okay, thanks to Andy Stanley for this teaching that I have recycled and made my own. So here's the deal. When we see others moving towards an ultimate regret or an ultimate, like, we just know the end result is a mess. You know, if you continue to do that, it's probably going to create a mess financially. Or if you don't stop doing that, it's probably going to create a mess relationally. And fill in the blank, academically, professionally, spiritually. The bottom line is we are called as people of faith to not be students of the mess. Excuse me, not be critics of the mess, but be students of the mess. And we always have the opportunity to learn, recognizing that we too were the mess. Like, we are the mess in the mirror. I got a kid right now I got two kids breaking up with their girlfriends, but my oldest son, I gave him this teaching last week, and he was like, Mom, it was so spot on. Even though I know I need to do this and end this relationship, I recognize that what I'm seeing in this person is the very thing I see when I look in the mirror. So let's be honest, my friends, we make a mess that sometimes we can't get out of. We find ourselves in situations that we don't know how we got into. But when we realize, when we can learn the backstory of somebody's mess, it generally sheds so much light on what we didn't know but we thought we knew. And all of a sudden, we're in a place where we can feel some compassion, some mercy, some understanding, because the mess in the situation could be us, right? So here's what God did. He's like, saw the mess. He's like, I see the mess. And so because of the mess, I'm going to address that mess. And he introduced us to his son, who represents this grace, right? And so the hot mess is us, whether it's one that we see, one that we created. The reality is the mess is a lens that we get to look through. And if we can see that message and our mess within that message, typically what it does is it points us to God. And that was what was so beautiful about my son responding to this teaching, realizing that it's not about blaming. It's not about finger pointing. It's not about what you did or didn't do. It's about the fact that our mess is what helps us see Christ in one another and be Christ to one another. So the mess is a lens in which God actually reveals himself and a reality of who he is within the mess. So I absolutely love that. And so I think I tend to be a little bit misunderstood, because people sometimes feel that I'm judging what they may or may not be doing because I stand so strongly on certain convictions. But that is because I have made a mess in those very ways and areas in my life that I never, ever want someone to get into the messes that I've gotten into. Never, ever want someone to find themselves in a pit like I did. Slipped in, fell in, at times got pushed in, and being really honest, literally times where I threw myself in there. And so one of the best guys in scripture that addresses the mess besides Jesus is Paul. Paul was this amazing apostle. He was a persecuting Christian, a fanatic persecutor of Jesus.
And then he became this fanatic follower of Jesus. And here's what he does. Like, and our reading today is talking about this. It's talking about two things. It's talking about a covenant, and it's talking about temptation. Okay, there is no temptation known to us as people that Jesus himself has not endured. And what's so cool about Paul is he talks about in one of the books, I can't think of off the top of my head, but he talks about how we know that whatever the law says, we're under it. Okay, you know at my house, anybody who knows me, there are lots of laws. Now, I like to call them agreements. The reality is they're really contractual, they're binding, and there's major consequences. We are the family who makes our children sign dating agreements, driving agreements, college agreements, and I don't know, there'll probably be some marriage agreement. And so those laws, in some cases, and some of my kids think they were made to be broken, the reality is it's a law, it's a list of agreements or rules that we're under, right? We have laws. We have laws at our job. We have laws in our relationship, written or unwritten, that we get to adhere to. And if we're under it, it's probably in our best interest to try to adhere to it. But here's the deal. We find ourselves defaulting to, but nobody's perfect, right? That's the default that I came from the other segment. That thing that we go to all the time, every time, when we are busted in our mess, even though we are the mess and we created the mess, is nobody's perfect. Right? So nobody's perfect. And the reality is there's major wisdom in that teaching, that simple statement that nobody's perfect. Because here's what I know at 52, I'm going to be 52 in a couple weeks. 52 years of age, I know that being perfect is absolutely incorporating the imperfection, right? It is not about being perfect. It is not about being perfect. It is about realizing that there is a perfect law, a perfect morality, a perfect part of my conscience that tells me that I cannot live up. I cannot live up to it, right? Left to my own devices, I will probably not make the next best decision, but instead be finding myself in a hot mess. And so when we're under this law or under these agreements, it always is for our highest and best good. I mean, we're going to learn that this Lenten season. We are journeying with Jesus for 40 days, not only to the foot of the cross, suffering the way he has, being reminded that he did everything that he did for our highest and best good, only to find him risen on Easter Sunday and recognizing that is the power in this world is not greater than the power that lies within us because we walk in the light of Christ. So this hot mess concept, we're going to talk about it not only today, but I think we're going to stay on this topic of being a hot mess next week because there's just so much about these laws of God that are literally, if we can see it as such, a mirror and a reminder of what we're not. And it's not so we feel less than. It's never when we master it that we can feel better than. But the bottom line is before you judge, look at your own mess in the mirror. So I'm praying this week that it is about that for you, that you are looking at the mess in the mirror and these 40 days of Lent. You start thinking about what you're thinking about and start looking at that for what it really is. So you journey with Judy, keep it hot, you hot mess. And we'll be back next week right here, same time, same place. Peace out.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513 513- 214-1534. The Speaker Conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at CincinnatiMensConference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's CincinnatiMensConference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.